Lam and Alpha Beis, halfway down the page. Ravashi Omar, Megar B'Yetze, the Kamer, the Potter, the case of Megar B'Yetze, we said that he's Chaya for Shabbos and he's Koina simultaneously, and therefore he's Potter because of Kimle, but Rabbaminei. Lo'olam v'rishus harabim. It's going into rishus harabim. V'zakash l'cho, and that which you asked, Yisr g'nei v'leka, there's no kinyan m'shicha in rishus harabim. The answer is, Tzir f'yodai hashniya, he put his other hand, the pachas m'shlosh ha-samach l'karka, within three t'vachim of the karka. V'yodawachas geared up, and the other hand, he was pulling it out. And the item, as it came out, it fell into the other hand, into the hand which is waiting for it outside. The kinyan is kinyan yad. A hand has a loch like dalad al dalad. That regards to Shabbos, the hand has equivalent status of four tefachim by four tefachim. Kehecha d'inyan Shabbos kosher makom, and therefore we can extrapolate and say the same way it's true by Shabbos. The nyamiknami kosher makom l'miknikila higbiel l'malim mishloisha, and therefore we can give it a locha of hagboah. The same way when you're magbia lamala mishloisha. So if the item doesn't fit in your hand, so could be you can't use kinyan yad, but you can use hagboah still. But then you would have to be above three tefachim off the ground. But now that it's in the hand, so it's kind of with the hand. Now mi b'shus yachol le'agbaha. The scenario over here wasn't, he did not pick it up earlier. The tikni le mikami de lesichi of Shabbos alei. He didn't pick it up earlier, therefore to argue, he was just dragging it, that he should cut it earlier, then the chi of Gnei would come before the chi of Shabbos. The arriving of Shazarabim and the kinyan happened at the same moment. Now, why do we say the case was he sort of met it with, outside with other hands? It's because, like Rashi, the Lord Tehavi Hagboah, Brishas Yochid, it shouldn't be Hagboah earlier, but then the Chi of Geneva would be earlier and not at the same time as the Chi of Shabbos. That's why the language of the Brisa was a Megar B'Yotze. Ravacha approaches the sugya from what we said before. Kedabrinan b'shichu b'shus rabim lekoni mukiv lakish tzirf yada b'kivla zasech, and he learns like Ravashi. Ravina's medai holds that b'shichu b'shus rabim works. Where do we get it from? The Mishnah in Baba Kama. Hayu moshke begadu behema b'shus b'alam koi b'perik b'ruva. So he's stealing an animal from the owner's rishus. So as he's taking it, umesa shorber, and the animal dies. B'shus b'alam potter. If the animal dies before it's left, b'shus b'alam potter got him l'shalim klum. The guy did not have to pay. The lakoni l'ischai burns him. He didn't get his kinyan yet. He b'yoi. I feel b'shus b'alam. Hagbah works with Shus Abaylam, then the animal dies, he's Chayiv. Or Hoitzioi, so now the more it introduces this idea that Ravina says that we can compare the two. Hoitzioi, called Hechad Afke, a filler of Shus Arabim, had he taken it out even to Shus Arabim, he'd be Chayiv. You see his card over there. Toshes over here, the Toshes Uber Shus Rabbim Namikana. Toshes introduces the following question. We have a Gemara Ba'abasa which says, Beferish, the Mashiach is not Kana Rishus Rabbim. Rabban Abaya. So the question is Ravina arguing on Rabban Abaya and saying, no, it is Kana Rishus Rabbim? And once that's true, we would have the rule that halacha kibasra, Ravina was the last generation of Amoroyim, would be the psak halacha against the Bai Barabba over there in Bar Basra. Or possibly we could argue that Tosfos brings machlokes in the Ri and the Ritzbo. The Ritzbo says that they're arguing. That's the second sheet in Tosfos. The first sheet in Tosfos, the Ri says, no, they're not arguing. That even the Ravina agrees that you're not kind of Kenyan Gomer, you're only Chayiv. Only kindly sky by insim. It's enough of a kinyan. So there is that which you were working on the premise that a god of is only chayy by insim. Gets a din of a god of if the maisa he does an action which has a full would be have a status of a full maisa kinyan. So the response is that's true. So you, if Ravina says he's chayy as a god of, so he must be it's a full kinyan. The Ri is splitting the two. It says we can. I can tell you, there's a madrega where it's enough to forget for bechayv aronsim, but for a person to be kind in a regular situation, he would not be kind on the gam kind it. So according to the Ri, you have to work through all the cases in Shas. But it seems even the more makes an assumption. You need a kinyan comparing it to hilchos kinyanim. So we agree that you need something which will function as a kinyan. The mice is a mice kinyan, and the premise of the car, the symbolism, whatever it's supposed to be, would make sense, hagbo, whatever it is. But the pratim of where it functions, that gneiv is not like regular kinyan. I mean, you don't have to necessarily say. It has to be perfect in all the details. In the action, it has to be a perfect action. In the where it takes place would not necessarily be, according to the Ravina, would not necessarily be, I mean, we see it all the other Mother Gemara, not necessarily agreeing to that premise, but Ravina would be Menchadish that sheet. Okay. It's not the Gemara. Mishnah says a person would be bought an achos or achosaviv. The chiyuve chorus. So since it's not chayiv misa, he pays the kanas. Ramin will ask you a stira. Mishnah in Makkos. Elohen aloiken. Habol achos or achosaviv. Balachasimai. Person would have bia with his sister, his father's sister, mother's sister, his wife's sister, his brother's wife, Oviv, Anita. These are not chiyuv. There's no chiyuv Mrs. Bezin for these things. There's a chiyuv chorus. What the Mishnah is being mechadish to me over there in Malkus is that Lavan get Malkus, a chiyuv chorus also gets Malkus. If and the Gemara over there actually learns out once he gets Malkus, he's not Chayiv Chorus anymore. The Chayiv Malkus would remove the Chayiv Chorus. So if he has a Surah, he gets Malkus. He doesn't have a Surah, he doesn't Bemezid, he's Chayiv Chorus. If he doesn't Beshar, he's Chayiv Korban Chattis. But these are Chayiv Malkus. And with Chayiv Alon, then like a Mashalim, we have a rule which we refer to as Kim Leber Rabbi Minei. You don't get both. And once he's Chai Malkus, we give him the greater punishment, which is Malkus. He doesn't have to pay. So how can the Mishnah say over here that he has to pay?
Is this saying that it's a Chiv Carson and a Chiv Malkus and a Mises Basin are similar? If there's no Hasra in the Mises Basin case, does that person also get Kares if he does it for Mises? Sort of the same thing.
Yeah. Yes and no. There are multiple cases that that's true. There are some cases where the chiyuv mises bezin does not automatically mean a chiyuv chorus, but the cases which are chayiv, they're all the rayas are chayiv chorus. It says the chiyuv, for example, it says the chiyuv chorus after the whole parsha of rayas. Some of the rayas get misa and some don't. But they're all chayiv chorus. So a person would do one of the rites without hasrua, but he's mazed, he'd be chayiv koras. So we know you can't get both. The more it's learned out from the pasuk later on, you don't give him two punishments. And we don't give two punishments. The normal assumption is that the lesser one would not include the greater one, so the logic is you give him the greater one. So that being said, so how can he pay over here? So Amar Ula says Lakasha. The steer is not a problem. Kan Bakhisa Nara, Kan Bakhisa Bagaris. That we actually prefer the Chiyuv moment, and by his sister, which is a Nara, or any one of the cases of the Mishnah over there, she's a Nara, she gets, then the law says he has to pay, and that's our Mishnah. The Mishnah over there says he gets Malkus, talking about she's past the age of Chiyuv Kanas, and therefore that's when he gets Malkus, he doesn't pay, and he gets Malkus. Morris says, well, if that's your approach, we have a problem. When we say there's a payment, a man has bought an Isha, she's not married, she's a Nara, so the Tarsus is the Chiyuv Kanas. That's not the only Chiyuv that he has to pay. That's the Kanas for the Maisa. In general, when a person is Mazik somebody, there's a partial Tarsus Chiyuv Mazik. If you're mazik property, you pay for the damage. If you're mazik, if a person is mazik another person, there are multiple payments that he has to pay. He has to pay for the doctor bill, the beginning of parsha mishpatim. He has to pay for the fact that the person is laid up from work and he can't work for a period of time. So he has to pay for that. So that's ripoy, that's shevis. He has to pay for brochures. If it was done in a way which is embarrassing to the person, he has to pay for the embarrassment. There's the nezek, you have to pay for the damages. And there's also tzar, you have to pay for the pain which he caused it. See, even in the case of a begeris, where there isn't the kanas is above and beyond the other chiyuvim. Right, but the there is going to be other chiyuvim.
He pays it to the father when he pays.
Chiyuv kanas goes to the father. Girl is a begaris, the father's no mishus over her, so all the payments will be to the woman. Okay? And where it says, Ika boishis upigam. There is, first of all, there's boishis. This is tremendously embarrassing to the woman. So you have to pay for boishis, the embarrassment. And upigam, that there is. And where it says later on, that, you know, it's a form of nezik. You took the woman who was a psula, made her into a ba'ula. In general, that's considered that the person's value, as it were, was lessened. So even though she's a begaris, that's still been done to her. He would have to pay that. So if you're telling me they were going to give preference to payment over Malkus, and we could argue that makes sense. You know, the Torah is very nice. You know, in other words, over here, we have an issue of the compensation to the individual on one hand. We have the person getting his punishment to relieve his Gehenna. So listen, for him, it's better to get his punishment to leave Gehenna, but for the other person, it's better that he should be compensated. So you say, you know, it's very nice, that we should be nice to you and take away your Gehenna. You shouldn't get chorus and et cetera, but the person's compensation is more important. Okay, fine. So then by Geras also, you have the same problem. There's bushes of Begab. The Mora says Beshoita. So, a woman who's a shaita, there's nothing embarrassing. The whole thing is, she doesn't understand the whole thing. It's not considered an embarrassment. And you can't say there's a begam. She's worth less. I mean, she's a shaita. Like, nobody has any, put any value in her b'chlau. Mora says, we could tsara. But, okay, but even after, there was pain involved. Mora says, b'mafuta. So the case was, so we have two scenarios where a man's born an Isha. One scenario, a man's born an Isha, he's honest her, he's forcibly having beer with her. Then there's Sar. The Mor says that the case when the man convinces her to have beer and she does it willingly, the Mor says later on, there's no Tsar. So there's no payment of Tsar. There's no Tsar, there's no Bushes, there's no Pagam. And there's no Kanas because she's a Begaris. That's the case of the Mishnah over there in Makas. There's no payment, then there's Makas.
It's interesting that they call them mafuta. I mean, if she doesn't have sort of the mental capacity, then
you can imagine cases where it's not really so much beratzon, because she doesn't have the mental capacity.
I understand, but the point I'm saying is that that's not totally in a halachic status of das. It's totally in the practically. If the woman is if a woman's agreeable, so the process of the body make that the area is more open and it's more the body makes it that the bisa b is not painful. So you don't need a halachic status of das for that.
Right. I guess you wouldn't need the status of mafuta. Honest, is it? I mean, it's just a question of whether the tsar.
Right. We're dealing with the tsar issue. There's regards to the issue of tsar. The more says my mafuta, there's no tsar. The more says hasta also the lahaki. So the food. So once we raise the issue of mafuta, I can come up with a different scenario where there be malchus. Filotema achos naru. I can give you a scenario when a woman is a nara, and a woman who's a nara, now there's potentially a kanas. The case is biyosoma umafuta. So she has no father. So the chi of kanas by mafuta goes to the father. The chiyuv of kanas by a mafuta goes to the father. The father's not alive; it belongs to her. So if he's manasseh, he's chayiv to pay for the tsar and for the bushes and the begam and the kanas. If she's a mafuta, she's an adult. She's 12 years old. Her das is das, and she agreed to it. She agreed to it, so she can't turn around and charge her money for it. The chiyuv mafuta. Kanas by mafuta is different than the kanas by anusa. Kanas by anusa is automatic. Kanas by mafuta, he has a mitzvah to marry her. If the father doesn't want to marry her off, then the chiyuv kanas kicks in. That wouldn't be relevant by mafuta. You saw him who's a mafuta. She agreed to it. So there's no chiyuv moment over there. Okay. So Mar says alma kasabra ula. So we see that ula's approach to this is the following. Whenever there is money involved and malchus as well, you don't give him malchus, he pays the money instead. Okay. So the verse says, where did Ula learn this from? So the verse says, Gomer Michavel Bechavere. The Torah says it's an issue to hit somebody, cause a black and blue mark. The definition of Chavel is that there is some type of a damage, a wound or a blue black and blue mark, something of that sort. The Torah says by the parsha of giving a person malchus that lo yosef, do not give him extra, do not give him any more than what he deserves as malchus. So the more it learns out, that means you're not in giving a person a act of hitting him, which is not a halpi halacha for chiyuv malchus, is usur. So walking guy on the street and punching him is the same thing. So every time you become a chaveroi, it's a chiyuv malchus, and the Torah gives all these halachas of paying nesek. How's it possible? He was chayvel him. So by definition, the Torah says that we have that the beginning of Parsha Mishpatim, right before Sheni, talks about paying Shabbos and Ripui, etc. What do you do to him? He says you hit him. Well, if you hit him, you chay malchus. How can you pay? So apparently the Torah is saying that you pay, you don't get malchus. Machav of chaveroi, dika momenu malchus, and memonu mashal milkol aloki. Af kol hecha dika mamanu malchus mamanu mashal milkol aloki. So that's going to act as a mamatzinu to all of the scenarios of mamanu malchus that the Torah prefers the maman over the malchus. Morris says no. In general, the Torah approaches by the din of chavah chaveroi. The Torah is very machmir. So maybe that's why over there the Torah preferred the Bamin over the Malkus. It's quite unique. A Chav HaChaver is chai five things. He's chai for the damage, the nezik. He's chai for the ripui. He's chai for the shevis, for the fact that he can't work. He's chai for the boishes. And he's chai for the tsar. So he's chai five things. For one mice, he's chai five different payments. But you don't find that type of rechiyuvim otherwise. Samela, over here we see the Torah is very machmer on the moment element. So that's what the Torah preferred, the moment over the Malkus. They can't act as a paradigm to everywhere else. Maybe everywhere else the Malkus is more important. Now the way the Mor is presenting it right now, the Mor is presenting it is like this. If we look at the moment is being the more chomer of the two. Yet we see the Torah is being more machmer over here. Maybe we should argue the way around. Adarabim, Malkus makes more sense. Malkus is the punishment, right? So that's the more chomer. So then what you're telling me is that Bechel Chaver, the Torah is being makom, and say don't get Malkus, just pay instead. So if I see by Bechel Chaver the Torah is makom, so where else the Torah is makom also? No, the market I can make an argument that way as well. Me Mamon and the Kula, if you want to argue that we got it wrong and Mamon really is a Kula, so we find Chavah Chavere has a weakness, and maybe that's why the Torah over here is more Mekel and just says Mamon. What is that? Shekein Hutim with Cholav Abesin. It's a lav, which the Torah sometimes permits. So it's a weaker type of a lav. Right? The Isra of Achoisoy, there's never a case where Achoisoy is Mutter. Achoisoy is also, right? But here we have a case where the lav of being like hitting somebody is permitted. In case the person's chai malchus and besin gives a malchus, there's a lav in the Torah hitting somebody. No, it's okay over here. So it's a weaker type of a lav. The Torah sometimes permits it. So that's, you know what, you get away with the easier payment, just money. But more chomer than kalav, we don't have any such heterim. Maybe the Torah wants malchus. The Mor says, so chav chaver can't be a good source to teach me Ula's rule. Let's see Rashi. Let's catch up on the Rashi's over here. So Rashi is on studying Laman Alpha on base in the three lines at the bottom. Elohen Eloikanim Hisubahen. If there's Hasra, you get these chayv increases. If they have Hasra, get Malkus. But Karmel and then look at Mashallah. And the Mor is going to ask later on. We're starting with this rule that we can't get both. Where they come from, the Mor is going to answer later on. But the Nafkalam Lekamon Mikanei Rishosu, it says you give him Kanei according to his Rishah. Midarshin Mishim Rishah Achas Ato Mechayvoy V'Ato Mechayvoy Mishim Shtei Rishoyes. We can hold him culpable for one of the responsibilities of what he's done, and not both. So you can't give him both. You recall that we learned out that by Misa. We learn that from a different pasuk, from the pasuk of Osun. Okay, so the Mor is to grapple with why do you need the pasuk of Osun and the pasuk of Kedei Rishosu. Kedei Rishosu applies not only by Misa, it applies by any time there's multiple punishments. So what do you need the pasuk of Osun for? So Mor is going to discuss it later on also. Masizan Bachusanar, so Ula answered the case of our Mishnah where there's Kanas is by a girl who's a Nara. Yika Kanas. Monsieur Ula's opinion is we give preference to the Chiyav Mammon over the Chiyav Malkus. Vahidah Malkus, but Begeris, Dan Lakanas. In the case over there where it says she gets Malkus, he gets Malkus is when there's no Chiyav Kanas. For example, a Begeris. So Mor says, yeah, but there's still Boshes of Begam. The Gabi Kanas, who the Bina Nara? Our Boshes of Mamanu. The special punishment of Kanas, of the 50 Kesef, that's only a halacha by a Nara. But Boshes is a regular Chiyav Mammon and applied to Begaris as well. Rashi's pointing this out because Rashi points out, Rashi says Begam in a second, how we calculate Begam. But Boshes is an interesting type of a payment. because you know, the Nezik is Nezik. Dr. Bills are very Muslim. The Shabbos, he's laid up from work for 3 weeks. He can't go to work. You know, we know in the morning it says we calculate, you know, how we calculate that amount. Those are moments. So they're not direct moments. The Kiddush over here is, I mean, it's a grum. Tars B'chai for the grum also. Boshus is an ephemeral type of concept, you know. It's embarrassing. You know, right? We're going to the Torah, and the Torah rewards. So the Rashi points out it's not a knas. Which you could argue maybe only applies to a nar. It's a chiyuv. The Torah looked at it as a chiyuv moment. The person's respect is something which exists, and you've damaged it. So that is a chiyuv moment you have to pay.
Yeah, but again, back to your question: how do you quantify it?
So that's more Baba Kama goes through how you. We'll get the Baba Kama. Don't hold your breath. We'll get the Baba Kama eventually. This is more of the sugya how you calculate brushes. So then we say that there's a nezik involved over here. Pagam over here is that the person's been devalued in their chashivas of being a woman who's a basula is more kosher than a woman who's not a basula. So how do you calculate that? The Morris is like this. So where would we have that calculation? We don't buy women. We don't pay for them, so how can you calculate it? Some more says that some more later on. The one scenario is the following: if a person would be buying a shivcha, hilu he shivcha nim karis b'shuk. So in general, we calculate nezik by person, even by a person. You know, not by a girl, but man's mazik another person, and he causes a damage. The person's arm is affected. He can't work. He can't. It's not strong anymore. He can't do it. He's limited the amount of work that he could do. So that's called nezik. How do you calculate that? So the more you calculate based on how much he would sell as an evit. Bring it up from a pasuk.
Why look down instead of looking up? I mean,
what are you going to do?
You say a king's daughter. A king's daughter instead of a slave.
Okay, but forget about the king. But she's not sold. You don't sell.
But her value is down. Now another king wouldn't marry off their dummy.
I understand, but there's no payment involved.
There's no market.
Nezik is always evaluated by a market. There's no market price except for by an evet. Forget about the girl. Reuven's mazik Shimon, right? Guys, Shimon's arm will never work properly anymore.
I hear your point.
So the Morris says, what are you going to do? You can't sell it. You're not going to sell a Benachar. There's no market for Benachar. So we said, yeah, we have to value it based on had he been an evet. So the same thing over here. We value it had he been an evet. Now, where she works fine. Right, they're not affecting her ability to work. So where is it relevant that we should devalue her? So the Morris said there's a certain pleasure of a basula. So, well, say if he has an evid, which he would want him to have a wife. So he would like to give him. It's an evid that he likes very much. He would like to give his evid a wife who has the pleasure of being a basula. He'd pay extra for that for his evid. That's not available anymore. So that's the level of damage. He has an eved which the master is pleased with, and he wants to please his eved. He would pay more for a psula to give to his eved as a wife. He'll come on. He said that applies to begaris as well as applies to a nara. Kotruch is pleasure. Like the Mishnah Novus, right? The Karas Ruach of Olam Hav, the master's pleased with his Eved, so he would like to give him a present.
Like, what's the source of that?
Karas Ruach?
I mean, what's the word?
Which word do you understand? Ruach, you understand? Ruach is
cold?
Yeah. He's comfortable. He feels a pleasure with being with him.
As opposed to heated up in anger.
Yeah. So the more so that applies. So pagam applies to begaris as well. So we're answering b'shoyt shein la boishes. There's no boishes. Nobody's going to buy her. So you can't see if she was devalued. You calculate her as a shivka. Nobody would buy her anyway. Morris says, yeah, but like tzara, dochi tanam mesnisen. Like a case of a mafata where the father's alive, He's paying the father, so he's mafata. He convinces the girl to have beer with him. So there's no tsar, but he pays brushes of pagam and kanas. She was devalued, and the maisa that even though she agreed to it, but right now the payment is to the father, and the father, you know, the reality is it's embarrassing. So the brushes is there. Her mechila is not a mechila because she's not the balabos over here. So he's been mavaza her. He pays pagam and he pays the kanas. Moisim alav oynas shenoy shenas a tsar. Case of oynas, he pays tsar as well.
Just because we're holding her, we're saying that she agreed to it, so her tsar is not a tsar.
Correct.
But she doesn't have, but she's a shota. So why are we holding her responsible?
That's what Russell was asking before also.
Okay, so
the issue over here is in the physical act of having bia. The nature of a woman is, the maisa bia takes place with her not agreeing to it. The body is not ready for the maisa bia. The act of forcing himself into the woman is painful. If she agrees to it, the body prepares itself for it. It is not painful, it's pleasurable.
Even for
a basula? The basula is a separate issue. That's a separate issue of the breaking the basula. The payment that starts has nothing to do with basula. Anytime a man grabs a woman, and she's 25 years old, and she's had bia before, it's still painful for her to have a bia being forced upon her.
But here they're talking about a nara or geris. She's got to be a
psula,
no?
They're talking about psula. So now, is there pain in breaking the psula? Sometimes yes, sometimes no. That's not necessarily true. There's not automatically pain for breaking the psula. We're not discussing the pain of the psula. We're discussing the pain of having bia. So if a woman agreed to it, she agreed to it. The nature of the she doesn't have a loch, that it's a das, but the point is that maisa bia is not painful.
The
women have testified to us, they know that's a fact. Mor says, well, I can give you a different answer already. The case was Yesoima Mafuta. Yesoima Shekinasa Uboishto Pagamashalo, so the payments go to her. And she's a mafuta, so there's no tsar because she's a mafuta. There is potentially kanas bushes of begam, but kimish akol shaloh and kachiy moment. It belongs to her. She can't charge him. The of the midaita, she agreed to it. I mean, she was moichel. Okay, shadol gasin the pichas nami ain shum chiy moment be mafuta yisar. So we don't have to say shet anymore. So we see from here, Ksavar Ula, the Uki Masnisa, the Makas, Bibagaris, La Ukman, the Masnisa, the Hakha, Bishal Hisubai. The more later on is going to say a different approach to this whole question, a different answer. Is that tell me that the time, when there's a Chiyav Malkus, you get Malkus. When there's no Chiyav Malkus, then you pay Moment. For example, there's no Asra. Now that should be an easy answer. You're asking me, we have a stira between the two Mishnahs. The answer is that the commission Malchus told my case we got had Asra, so he gets Malchus. Our Mishnah says there's a Kanas, well, there's no Asra. Ula didn't answer that. Because Ula assumes that the moment always gets the preference. So we have to find a case where there's no moment and then there's Malchus. Ula holds, we're still going to give preference to the mumen and not Malchus. Where do you get that from? There's an aver over there. The lo Yosef, the law of the Torah, do not give him extra. When a person gets Malchus and Bezdin, the Torah says you may not give him extra. And that's a law of the Torah. So that means anytime a person hits somebody, he's over the Yisur of Lo Yosef. Actually, the Mor says you're over two Yisur. Because it says Lo Yosef and it's Pen Yosef. We know whatever the Torah uses the word Pen, it also means an Aveira. So every time a person hits somebody, it's like eating two Chazes of Chazer. Right? It's two Aveiras. And still the Torah says, Mamana Mashalim. The Torah said very clearly that he pays money. Can it see Shifta Yitain? He pays for the Shabbos, the Repoint. Now, the Mor says, one second. Maybe if you're telling me you're learning from here that Mammon is given preference over Malkus. Maybe I'll tell you the case of the Pasuk was there was no Asura. And there's no Malkus, that you get Mammon. So Rashi says no. Bafilu Asur Beinami, Marbele the Kamon, Bishmaitin, Behedjel the Tashlum. Even if there's a case where there was Asura, and now Malkus is potentially possible, the more it learns out, no, that still that we give by Chayvel, we give preference to the Mammon and not the Malkus. What's he saying?
What about the
two? I said hitting somebody is the same thing as eating two kazeis of chazer.
What is
hitting somebody? Hitting somebody is there's a lav notar lo yosef, there's a lav notar pen toisef. It's two averus. Morsen malachov chaveray dinu lidin mamon. It makes sense that the Torah gives a mamon. If you're assuming mamon is chomer. Shechomer mi malchus, she ken yesh boi chomer ach. We find the Torah is very machmer with chavu chaveris. The Torah is also machmer to pay the moment. Where do you see that? Shechai b'chemisha devorim. For one act, is chai for nezik for the damage, sar the pain, ripui the doctor bills, shevis the being laid up and he can't work, and boishes and the embarrassments. So that's an argument. The money is the chumra. We see the Torah is machmer over here. And if you wonder the kula, if you think, look at money as a kula. And we're saying, well, if I chayvel, which is such a horrible thing, the Torah is mekel and says mamon, so everything else also Torah should mekel and say mamon. No. Itamrik mamon kalum in a malchus. Maybe mamon is the kula ve'enzu shuva shehishavnu. What you said before, five devorim, is not an answer anymore. Why the kolshken? If so, we make a kavu chayvel madach. We find by Chavu Chaber, which is very chomer, it has all these punishments, and the Torah says, you know what, give it the kula moment instead of Malkus. Right? Kol Shem Ma'am Ma'azeh Shechomer Lischai B'chemisha Dvorim Nidun B'kalo Shemeshnei Chiyuvim Shebehen. Here, which we could argue is more chomer, the Torah is more meikol, Kavu Chaber L'shar Chiyuvim Moment HaKal and Shidonim Moment HaKal. So if that's what you're going to argue, no, Ikel Mifruch, I can say that the other way around, that it also has a kula. We've broken the general statement of the certain given cases where it's mutter. The nitzim is just the best in the halkoisei. So the Torah is allowing this avera. Torah b'shar chiyav a moment. Kanaas done is mufata. Shlohutra miklol the mebezim. There's never a heter to do this. So that can't be. And so maybe over there the Torah is not mekel and give moment. We're saying right now, Mammon is a kula. The Torah over there wants Malkus.
The fact that Benton can authorize Malkus, and therefore it's a kula, one could also apply that same argument we've seen to Musa.
Okay. That would be true. Okay. I would only say it like this. Again, we're all starting with comparing Mammon to Malkus. We might argue Mammon is Kal and the Malkus is Chomer. But this lav specifically, when we're dealing with Chomer Chomera, it's a more lenient type of a lav. The Torah was Mekel. So that's a. But we're not necessarily ever grappled with comparing Misa to Mammon, which one is more Kal. We're not comparing. The Mammon and the Malkus. We're comparing the lav of Baal Tosef and the Isser of doing Malach and Yom Tov and breaking somebody's thing. I was mazing somebody on Yom Tov, right? So I have a chi of Mammon and I have a chi of Malkus for Yom Tov. So maybe we're there by Chobu Chaber, the Torah says you pay money. Maybe we're there, you get Malkus. That's what we're comparing.
Where is the second case discussed?
Well, that's that issue. But all this saying a klal. Whenever you have Mammon and Malkus, so a person's mazik somebody, a person burns down somebody's goddess on Shabbos. So he's chayv misa bezdin, and it's also chayv Mammon.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
So the halacha is you get misa, he doesn't have to pay.
Yes.
He does it on Yom Tov. He's chayv Malkus. So according to Ula, he pays, he doesn't get Malkus. Versus, where do I get that from? So Moshe says, I get that from, because I see by that over here, for the punishment for Chavu Chavera, the Torah says money and not Malchus. Moshe says, yeah, because punkt Chavu Chavera happens to be a very weak love. But Yaltim is not a weak love.
But it's specifically weak because Beit Din can authorize it.
That's true, but again, we have a problem here. We're discussing a lav, we're comparing a lav and across the board. It also happens that the punishment is malchus. We're not discussing the punishment over here. We're using that as a way to prove that the lav is a weak lav compared to yomtiv. I'm not comparing this to ritzicha, right? I want to know if a person does ritzicha, is he chay of mumen? I said, well, ritzicha is not so chomer because bezin's matter. I'm discussing Shabbos right now. I'm not discussing ritzicha.
So I guess a parallel case of ritzicha would be ritzicha if somebody's eved. Maybe we have to make an eved for. So there's a monetary loss.
What?
And there's also a death.
Right. So that would be the parable case. But that's the pasuk. You know, that might be the pasuk of Osin. But saying, but that's not what we're discussing. We're discussing general lav. We're not discussing specifically. I'm not looking at the. We're not comparing the two einshim. We're not discussing Misa versus Malchus versus Mammon. That's not the issue over here.
Is that case discussed?
We'll get to it. Kamala Rabbanei is the next fourth lot. This is the primary sukkah of Kamala Rabbanei in the Shas.
What did Jonathan say if a person does what to an Abadi if he kills?
The same way we're saying there's an argument that this is a Hutta Miklala lav, it's a Hutta Miklala, so the Ritzicha is also a Hutta Miklala, Bez is allowed to kill somebody. So now if a person would kill, be over the Issa Ritzicha, which is a chiyav misa, in a way there's also a chiyav mamon. So what happens over there? So we should argue that according to Ula's thought process, and maybe maybe that scenario, maybe we should there be a chiyav mamon. That's not our issue right now. Our issue right now is I don't know how misa and mamon work, but I know by malchus and mamon, I have a pasuk which says that you pay the money. I have no pasuk that you say what you do over there. And so we're not trying to learn out what you do over there. I have a case where you over here you pay money. But it happens to be the case you pay money is by a very weak love. So I can't learn how to pay money by more harsh love. That's the Mora's point. And I'm discussing to learn how to other love. What? The Mora's point is, Ula's saying that when you have a chi of Malchus and a chi of Mammon, you pay money. What's his source? Because by Chavu Chavera, there's a chi of Malchus for being over the bear of hitting somebody, and there's a chi of Mammon, and you pay money. So the Mor says, yeah, you know what you pay money by over here? Because the lav, it's not a horrible lav. It's a very weak lav. The lav that he was over is a very weak lav. That's why over here the Torah said money for such a lav, money is sufficient. But more harsh lav, and money is not sufficient. You get Malchus. Now it happens to be the reason why we're discussing a punishment of the Malchus, and we're also bringing a riot from the halacha of Malchus, but it's two different things. That's confusing in the Gemara.
Very confusing.
What?
Very confusing.
You see that? It's like very confusing in the Gemara. But the Gemara is looking. We're discussing. We know that the lav that we're discussing, that we're punishing for, is a weak lav because it happens to have a kula. Now we're discussing what do you do for that lav? Do you give it Malchus, or do you give it Mammon? Any lab, what do you do for it? Do you give him Malchus a moment? That's what we're discussing. We're not looking at Malchus as a cooler. Malchus is a chumra. Hitting, Bezin, we're saying right now that between the two, Malchus and Misa, excuse me, Malchus and Mammon, Malchus is more chumra than Mammon. Right, so why in the world are we being makel by this aveira of Baal Tosef, of being over Baal Tosef, and giving him only Mammon, because he happens to be Baal Tosef as a kula, because this case is you're allowed to give Malchus. Yeah, but I can't make it more clear than that. I hope it's clear. Okay, let's hold it here.